With no peace in the Middle East, believers relive the tragedy of war. Fighting in the region forces missionaries out of Lebanon, and a revival planning meeting in North Korea gets put off. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Israel's attacks on Lebanon are increasing despite calls for diplomacy. Sat7's David Harder, speaking from Cyprus, says about 60% of their staff is coming to the office. Discouragement is a major hurdle for their team, which echoes the sentiment of many in Lebanon.
They feel like the dream of a hopeful Beirut of the future is just coming to an end, and they worry that it will get much worse. And many people, including people on our staff, had people who were killed in the civil war, and they just can't help but worry about the future of their nation, the future of their families, and even what they'll be doing in ministry.
While the staff is dedicated to sharing the hope of Christ, there's been a toll.
Because it's logistically difficult, we're not quite sure how we'll get our programs out of Lebanon. We used to ship them to our uplink site here in Cyprus. Now they're having to look at alternatives because they can't send things by the airmail, they can't send them by boat, they can't ship them over land. So hopefully, because of technology, we'll be able to bounce it through a satellite.
Meanwhile, the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah has forced missionaries out of Lebanon. Operation Mobilization has work in both Lebanon and Israel. OM's Lane Powell says most of the team in Lebanon left Monday. The few who are staying will make day-to-day decisions about whether to leave. OM had a short-term team there that was evacuated over the weekend. Powell says their Lebanon work has ceased, but their work in Israel continues. You're listening to Mission Network News. The renewed violence between Israel and Hezbollah has affected the work of Christians both negatively and positively. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says, on the negative side,
one of our leaders' house was blown up. Of course, the believers in Beirut, a lot of them have been seeking refuge in bomb shelters and things like that. But so far, none of the churches, none of the cell churches have been affected that we know of.
On the positive side, Doyle says it's providing more opportunities to share the gospel.
Many people are so frustrated with religion and politics that they know that the only thing that's going to solve it is God, and so there is a great opening. Our pastor that we work with in Lebanon just said that he's finding lots of moderate Muslims that are open.
According to Doyle, pastors could have a significant impact there, and funding is needed to support them and provide resources. Meanwhile, some plans of Purpose Driven Ministries pastor Rick Warren in North Korea have been postponed, though whether politics played a part remains to be seen. Word came at the tail end of a training conference for more than 20,000 Korean pastors in South Korea, but they were assured the invitation stands for Dr. Warren to speak at the first outdoor Christian event in North Korea since 1945. It's being held in conjunction with the 100th anniversary celebration of the Pyongyang Revival in March 2007. And Cornerstone University's Asia Baptist Theological Seminary is providing theological education in a unique way. ABTS provides accredited graduate-level theological education throughout Southeast Asia. Dean of ABTS, Dr. Bob Rapay, describes the uniqueness.
We take theological education to the student in their location. They don't have to leave their ministries. They don't have to leave their families. We come to them twice a year in 10 sites throughout Southeast Asia.
They're located in Singapore, Myanmar, Thailand, Philippines, Papua New Guinea, Australia, Hong Kong, and Korea. More than 200 students from 20 countries are currently enrolled. Rapay says they're having a significant impact evangelistically.
We like to say that we are planting church planters. Rather than being involved in the church planting process ourselves, we are coming alongside our national brothers and sisters and better equipping them to do the work of the ministry they've already been engaged in.
ABTS hopes to expand further into China, India, and Nepal. Pray for more instructors and funding to support them. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join Buckner Orphan Care International and me for a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Information is available at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.